Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Starting today, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources is increasing enforcement of boaters driving under the influence. Operation Dry Water aims to remind people, if you're too drunk to drive a car, you should not get behind the wheel of a boat. They're using public service announcements to get the word out.
Alcohol use is the number one factor in recreational boater deaths. Be smart, be safe,
and never boat under the influence.
Be advised, I'll be arresting an impaired boater requesting assistance.
Between 2012 and 2016, 21 people in Georgia died as a result of drinking and boating. An unresolved battle over county property taxes means most of the libraries in Macon-Bibb County will close on Monday. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The Macon-Bibb County Commission can't agree on the solution to a projected budget shortfall of around $14 million. So this ice cream party where Johnny Prater is reading to her granddaughter has become the final event in the summer reading program at the Riverside Library branch.
That's a good story, isn't it?
Prater doesn't understand why the libraries are bearing $10 million of the burden.
I mean, would they close the school because of lack of taxes? I think there are other avenues that they can consider.
The austerity budget also means a full stop to bus service in Macon. The deadline to set a new property tax rate hits at about the same time the main library runs out of cash in August. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The city of Atlanta, meanwhile, has spent more than $6 million in attorney's fees related to the federal corruption probe at City Hall. According to records uncovered by the AJC, another $1.7 million went toward upholding former Mayor Kasim Reed's controversial firing of airport general manager Miguel Southwell. The total amount is much higher than originally reported. The AJC says that's because the city withheld records during the last 6 months of Reed's administration. The Glynn County Police Department says three people died after a standoff involving a suspended officer. The Brunswick News reports former Lieutenant Robert Corey Sasser fatally shot his estranged wife, Katie Sasser, and her boyfriend, John Hall, at a McIntosh County home last night. After a low-speed chase, law enforcement officers followed Sasser to his home in Glynn County. After a standoff with the Glynn SWAT team, Sasser was found dead in his car. The GBI and McIntosh Sheriff's Department are investigating. And protests are planned tomorrow across the country in response to the Trump administration's policy of separating migrant children from families at the U.S. border. Although the policy was reversed by an executive order, many families haven't been reunited. In Atlanta, over 1,500 people have RSVP'd for a protest at the city's detention center. Similar protests are planned in Athens, Savannah, and Augusta, among other cities in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.